How do you experience the world around you? Are you mostly caught up in your thoughts, or do you really see the colors, hear the sounds, smell the smells, taste the tastes, and feel the textures of your environment? In her latest book, Life in Five Senses, How Exploring the Senses Got Me Out of My Head and Into the World, Gretchen Rubin explores the life-changing power of paying attention to our senses. Gretchen is the mega best-selling author of The Happiness Project and other books, and she joins us now to share five of her big ideas.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness and human nature. I've written many best-selling books, including The Happiness Project and The Four Tendencies, and I also host the award-winning podcast Happier with Gretchen Rubin. A few years ago, I had an epiphany. I'd been studying happiness for years, and I'd done countless things that made my life happier. Yet still, too often, I felt stuck in my head, disconnected from the world and other people, and also from myself. I'd been treating my body like the car my brain was driving around town. But I realized my body, through my five senses, was my essential connection to the world and to other people. In my new book, Life in Five Senses, I describe my experiences as I studied, explored, and experimented with my five senses. I knew, of course, that I could have a happy, complete life even if I lost some of my body's capabilities. My fear was that one day I'd regret everything that I'd ignored. I learned that by tuning into our five senses, we can transform our everyday lives within our ordinary days without needing to spend a lot of time, energy, or money. I'm going to share with you five of the big ideas from my book about how turning to our senses can help us wake up, calm down, take delight, spark ideas, and deepen our connections. Big idea number one, we can turn to our senses for surprising strategies to find more energy and self-renewal. My research into the five senses showed me that instead of passively enduring the sensations around me, I could actively shape them. For instance, I could boost my energy by drawing on the power of my sense of hearing through music. Research shows that music has a dramatic influence on our bodies, our minds, and our behavior. For instance, listening to music during medical procedures can lower a patient's heart rate, blood pressure, and anxiety level, and listening to music during exercise boosts performance and makes exertion seem less strenuous. Music improves our health, and it also makes us feel good. There's a reason we talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Hearing a favorite song stimulates the same brain chemicals as drugs, sex, and good food. That's why listening to music is one of the quickest ways to get a mood boost and relief from stress. However, I never listened much to music, and I wanted to tap into this power of my sense of hearing. I decided to create an audio apothecary, a special playlist of songs to cure the blues and give me a boost. For inspiration, I listened to Dolly Parton singing Mule Skinner Blues. It made me so happy to hear this cheerful, yodeling song, Hey Hey! That song was the first addition to my audio apothecary. Over time, I added more songs, and now I can turn to my sense of hearing when I need an immediate jolt of energy. I can turn to other senses as well. For instance, I could take a quick sniff of fresh grapefruit, clean towels, vanilla, or a used bookstore. Or I could revel in the luxurious cushion of new cotton socks or the cool, rough texture of a lamppost. And with these sensations, wake myself up. Big idea number two. We can use our senses to help ourselves feel calmer and more focused. If we want to combat stress and distraction, we can use our senses. For instance, with a sense of touch. Little kids hang on to stuffed animals for comfort and reassurance, and these days we're familiar with touch items like pop toys, fidget spinners, therapy dough, and weighted blankets. I discovered that, without quite realizing it, I'd found my own way to use my sense of touch to calm down, by holding a prop. when I'm in a stressful situation, such as being backstage before giving a big talk or walking into a party where I don't know anyone, I hold a pen. I don't have any paper, and if I needed to take a note, I could use my phone. But holding a pen makes me feel grounded. When I asked around, I discovered that many people use props to help them manage anxiety. People held on to items like a mug, a clipboard, a cold water bottle. Similarly, we can tap into our sense of hearing. Different sound environments help people to stay focused and productive. I realized that I work best in silence or in a busy hum, in a coffee shop, in an airport waiting area. Other people prefer to listen to music as they work. And of those people, some prefer music with words and others without words. Some people use different sound environments depending on what kind of work they're doing. When we identify what works for us, we can shape our surroundings to suit ourselves. Also, just as we clear clutter from our sight to help us focus, we can clear clatter from our hearing. We can play white noise, pink noise, or green noise to create a more consistent sound environment, or wear noise-canceling headphones, or turn off smartphone notification sounds so those pings won't interrupt a train of thought. And speaking of smartphones, one easy way to make a smartphone a less tempting distraction is to switch the screen to grayscale. I found that when I limit my display to black, white, and gray, my phone feels more utilitarian and less playful. Because social media and photos are far less compelling, apps are harder to use, and everyday tasks are harder to perform, I find it much easier to put down my phone. Big idea number three, we can tune into our senses for more fun and pleasure. It comes as no surprise that our five senses can be a big source of enjoyment for us. For instance, when it comes to taste, many people love taste-related activities such as cooking, exploring farmers markets, and trying new restaurants, and even watching TV shows about cooking and eating. For me, however, taste was a somewhat neglected sense. As part of the research for the book Life in Five Senses, I created a quiz, What's Your Neglected Sense? By taking this quiz, which can be found at gretchenrubin.com/quiz, we can determine our most neglected sense. This is a useful insight because once we identify our most neglected sense, we can use this self-knowledge to find a new source of comfort, calm, creativity, delight, and love. When I took the quiz, I wasn't surprised to learn that taste was my own neglected sense. I ate the same foods most days and didn't pay much attention to what I put in my mouth. I wanted to tap into my neglected power of taste for the fun of it. I decided to throw a tastes party where my friends and I compared different tastes. We rated varieties of foods like apples and potato chips. I had my friends try a mystery drink. Spoiler alert, it was Red Bull. We experienced the magic of ketchup. Heinz ketchup is the rare food that encompasses each of the five basic tastes of sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Doing these taste tests was tremendously fun. My friends and I weren't just socializing, we were sharing a sensory experience, and it got us all laughing and talking. Also, as illustrated by Marcel Proust's famous bite of his tea-soaked Madeleine cookie, our five senses tie us to memories. Asking my friends about their taste memories was a great way to get to know them better, with questions such as, what junk food did you love as a child but your parents would never buy you? Or, what taste did you once enjoy that you now dislike? Or vice versa? Or, is there a food that you can find only in your hometown and no place makes it as well? These kinds of questions are also a good way to connect with coworkers or new acquaintances because they invite us to share memories that are personal without being uncomfortably revealing. One secret to getting more fun out of life is to tune into our five senses. Big idea number four, our senses can help to spark our creativity. In writing Life in Five Senses, I'd hoped that exploring my senses might help foster my creativity, and it sure did. Research shows that breaks from mental effort help us to stay productive and creative, and so insights often emerge during times when our minds roam freely, before getting out of bed in the morning, in the shower, during exercise. I'm a very disciplined person, so I wanted to find a way to let my mind off the leash, to give myself the feeling of recess. Given my nature, I needed to schedule time to wander. I decided to visit the Metropolitan Museum every day for a year. Of course, I recognize how extraordinarily fortunate I am. I have the time and freedom to visit, and I live within walking distance of the Met. With these daily visits, I used my love of discipline to give myself a break from discipline. They gave me the feeling of recess. These visits were daily but unstructured, creative, and playful. I wasn't trying to achieve some practical purpose like improve my concentration or direct my awareness. I was enjoying each of my five senses. Other people might use meditation to help them train their thoughts. I used recess to release my thoughts. This was the opposite of meditation. I often had my best ideas or most unexpected insights during these visits to the Met. The walking, the time outside, the spectacle, the learning, all contributed to my desire to create. However, while I'd expected that I might want to create an imitation of what I saw, this experience actually fed my desire to create with words, my usual medium. I got the idea from my next book project, a book of original aphorisms, while I was walking through a gallery of Roman art. I love my visits to the Met so much that I continue to go every day, even though the year of my experiment is long past. I also found another quick way to boost my creativity. I discovered that for many people, including me, making direct contact with tools and raw ingredients sparks imagination. As writer and monk Yoshito Kenko observed, if we pick up a brush, we feel like writing. If we hold a musical instrument in our hands, we wish to play music. Visiting a hardware store, farmer's market, or art supply store is a great way to spark ideas. Putting materials into our hands often puts ideas into our heads. Big idea number five. Through our senses, we can find new ways to draw closer to the people we love. Ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists agree. To live a happier life, we need strong, intimate bonds. We need to be able to confide, to get and give support, to feel like we belong. Any practice that deepens or broadens our relationships with other people is likely to make us happier. As I tuned into my five senses, I became much more aware of the people around me. I noticed how my father's posture improved after he started targeting different muscles during his workouts, and how a friend started using words like deliverables, stakeholders, and bandwidth after he took a new job. Picking up on these little details made me feel more attuned to the people who were important to me. What's familiar is easy to ignore, and I realized that for a long time, I'd been making a mistake in my marriage. I hadn't been paying close attention to my husband, Jamie. I started tuning into my five senses to really notice him. For instance, for several mornings in a row, as I made my morning coffee, I'd picked up a peanut butter-covered spoon and rinsed it off. It was only on the fourth morning that I thought to ask Jamie, "Have you been having trouble sleeping?" A spoonful of peanut butter is his favorite midnight snack, but I hadn't noticed this clue sitting on the kitchen counter. I looked at the spoon without seeing it. When I knew to ask the question, Jamie told me that a difficult work problem was keeping him awake. Looking harder at the outer Jamie gave me an insight into the inner Jamie. In conclusion, when I began my explorations, I'd hoped that through my senses, I could knit my body and mind together for a greater sense of energy, playfulness, and connection, more vitality. My results wildly exceeded what I'd expected. I learned that when we tune into our five senses, the present feels more vivid because we experience each moment more mindfully. And we also feel more connected to our past. We feel both calmer and more energetic. We have more moments of fun, delight, and awe because the world is suddenly richer. Best of all, our five senses can help us pay more attention to the people we love. Also, recognizing that people experience sensations in different ways can help all of us to be more understanding. Not to dismiss people's objections to sights, sounds, smells, tastes, or touches, but instead to respect them, so that we can create sensory environments in which everyone can feel comfortable. My exploration of the five senses has transformed my life. Every day, I tap into their power to connect me to the people, places, and ordinary moments that I want to experience and remember, and I'll never take ketchup for granted again. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Gretchen. That was Gretchen Rubin with five big ideas from Life in Five Senses, how exploring the senses got me out of my head and into the world. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.